This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Maybe you're done wrapping your holiday presents, or maybe you're one of those up past midnight on Christmas Eve types. I've always liked those late night wrapping sessions with my sisters. Either way, paper and bows are part of the holiday tradition. But why?
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
As part of a series we're calling Holidays Brought to You By, Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio takes a look at the ritual of wrapping.
Rule number one, no gift bags.
Everyone who's really obsessed with wrapping presents knows gift bags are just really a shoddy substitute. They're the poor man's gift wrap package.
That's my friend Nancy Kaffer. She has more rules than I do, like no shiny tape.
I'm very particular about, I want like maybe three kinds of paper max. Under the tree, it has to be like a thoughtfully curated mix of wrapping papers. I just said a thoughtfully curated mix of wrapping papers.
It might be hard for those of us who appreciate a good roll of gift wrap, not too thin, not too twee of print, to imagine a day when gifts were not wrapped in beautiful printed paper. But Charmin Roberts is here to tell you about those dark days.
There was plain paper. So there may have been solid white, solid red, green that a package could have been wrapped in.
Roberts is the archivist and historian for Hallmark. She says a bit of an accident changed things. In 1917, J.C. and Raleigh Hall, the guys who went on to found Hallmark, had a stationery shop in downtown Kansas City. They sold out of the plain wrapping paper, so Raleigh went back to the warehouse for more. Instead, he brought back sheets of fancy French paper.
They were printed in bold colors, lots of patterns, very stylized, and we used them for envelope liners at that time.
Customers loved the printed paper. By the 1920s, Hallmark was printing its own wrapping paper, and today the gift wrap industry is worth north of $3 billion.
Okay, so Nancy, what's your tactic? Mine's like this.
We're back at my friend Nancy's apartment, along with this fellow gift wrapping nut job.
My name is Laura Weber Davis, and I come from a family of gift wrappers.
Laura also worked for 3 years wrapping presents at a department store. Nancy and I are a little jealous.
I'm also weird about not using more paper than I need to.
I think that's like the mark of the aficionado is like you don't have a lot of waste.
That's exactly right. Truly.
There is something satisfying about a stack of beautifully wrapped presents with patterns perfectly aligned, edges creased, ribbon just the right color. But it's the process, too, lining up all your supplies and picking just the right paper for just the right person, even if that person is a little kid who's just going to rip your handiwork to shreds. I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.